State Wrestling coverage on Q92, brought to you by State Bank of Taunton, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Canby Farmers Grain, Prairie Brand Seeds, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mosing Chiropractic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, American Surplus in Montevideo, Miniota Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Dawson Truck Parts, Prairie Winds Wellness, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Norm's Machinery Repair, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. State Wrestling coverage brought to you by Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Farmers Co-op Elevator, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Heartland Eye Care, Madison Bottling Company, Ludwig's and Tyler, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Koppelman Construction, Larson Brothers Concrete, Sather Building Supplies, Gislason's Hardware. State Wrestling brought to you by Countryside Auto, United Prairie Bank, Heartland Motor Company, Farmers Co-op Association, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, and AGP, Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson. And let's give it back to the XL Energy Center, Dick Newman and Denny Lee.
Well, thank you, Maynard, and we've been doing some homework here to try to bring up to date, and once again, for the 25th time, we apologize for missing some matches, but going to bring you up to date. The eight wrestlers between the two schools of Canby and Mineota, three of them are in the quarterfinals, and five of them, the person that beat them will win, so they get a wrestle back. But let's take the ones that are in the quarterfinals yet tonight. The double A is going on right now, and Peyton Mortensen will be the first one up for us, but I think we have time, unless there's a quick pin, to go through these eight Mineota and Canby wrestlers. Teddy Petsch at 132 pounds. We did broadcast that, and he won 6-0, and now he will wrestle Nate Hurt from Otto Trail Central a little bit later on. The triple A will be after the double A, but this round is going pretty fast. Then at 170 pounds from Canby, Jaden Kindop, we missed that match completely. He defeated Hayden Roxland from Zumbrota Mazeppa by the score, a major decision of 13-1. And now he'll be wrestling Dalton Melly from Rush City Graham a little bit later on in the quarterfinals. And then finally, Josh Hansen, he won by fall over Brandon Willis at 285, and he'll now wrestle R.J. Ellert from Otter Tail Central. Those are the three in the semifinals. The others, hope their loss will become a victor again, and then they'll get a wrestle back. Eric Carrasco from Mineota lost by fall to Michael Majerius, and if Michael Majerius can defeat Eric Carrasco, or defeat Elwood from Medford, that's who Eric Carrasco would wrestle later on tonight. We will not broadcast these wrestle back matches tonight. At 138, Caleb Greenman from Canby lost 5-0 to Owen Novacek. And if Novacek can defeat Jack Cavanaugh from Caledonia, Houston, Greenman would wrestle him later on tonight. Once again, we will not broadcast that.
Up on
that
number one.
Cole Van Overbeck lost 3-0. We missed that match completely to Mason Heumann from Goodhue. If Heumann should defeat Toby Instrin from United North Central, then Cole Van Overbeck will have a wrestle back later on tonight against Toby Instrin from United North Central. Sounds confusing, but it is for us too. Sean Bicey lost a heartbreaking 4-3 match. Danny did most of broadcasting that to Michael Nelson. If Nelson can defeat Garrett Froehler from Pipestone, then Sean Bicey would wrestle Froehler. And then finally at 220, Denver Noyes lost a heartbreaking 1-0 match to Tanner Burgess from ACGC. If Burgess can defeat Tyler Schmidt from Walker Hackensack, then those two would wrestle in the wrestlebacks. That takes care of Class A.
Hanson at heavyweight.
Yeah.
Did you get him?
I think I did.
Right here. Yeah, maybe you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you did that with the winner.
Yeah.
Yep. They're the three. Yep.
And then as far as wrestlebacks possibilities for Team United, Trevin Johnson lost by fall to Josh Holm. Josh Holm has got to beat Ezra Kepping from Litchfield, and then Trevin would get a wrestle back later on tonight. Once again, we will not broadcast that. At 182, Austin Schmidt lost 6-4 to Gabe Jordan, and if Jordan can defeat his next opponent, then Austin would have a wrestle back too, and we're crossing our fingers there. Then that brings us up to the double A two contestants that we're going to be covering, Peyton Mortensen and Sam Hendrickson. And I believe Peyton Mortensen is up on the map 5 right in front of us, the very next match.
Next matchup.
So,
30 seconds to go here in the second period in the match before Peyton. So, 2.5 minutes to go unless there's a fall. But it's only 3-0, so it doesn't look like that's going to happen. There won't be too many falls in this session. Most of the guys, the farther they get, there can be a fall because there was one earlier here, but it was on a throw and it was tight. But most of these matches go the full distance.
Well, Peyton Mortensen, we know, will be wrestling. Is it
Cole Platt from Nashwauk, Keewatin?
Yeah. Greenway, Coleraine, and Peyton Mortensen won his first match by the score of
6-1.
6-1 over Sage Holen from St. Peter, and now we'll wrestle Cole Platt from Nashwauk, a 36-7 record for him. He won 10-1 over a wrestler from Malacca, and in the finals, he won the section. Defeated Danny Schroeder from Mora 5-1. So he'll be facing Peyton Mortensen. Peyton is ranked number 2 at the weight class at 160, and Platt is ranked number 7 at 160.
Get a lot of those matchups in this round where all of a sudden kids that are ranked are coming together. Most of those kids have won and advanced. So, yeah, it gets a little more pressure, but it gets to be pretty exciting and get to see some great matches.
Right.
A lot of top-quality wrestlers here.
Well, there's 8 mats. 4 mats are started off at 1 weight class and the other 4 at the next weight class and on. So it should go speedier this round for Class AA, Class AAA, and Class A, so we can get all 5 of those matches aired before Paul Ramo comes on the air with the exciting Mineola Lackawanna Valley Girls North Championship game in Section 3A. We will stick around and watch these wrestleback matches, and on the coaches show tomorrow, I'll bring you up to date on those. Who had them and who did not, and then we'll go into more wrestlebacks in the semis, and we hope all 5. Wish best of luck to all 5 from 3A, 3 from 3A, and 2 from 3AA to get into the semifinals. The winner of that goes to the championship. They used to have the semifinals on Friday night so that they could introduce the finalists at the brunch on Saturday morning, but they no longer have the brunch. And for a couple of reasons, they charged a lot for it, and then kids would be having a meal right before they had a wrestle. So,
yeah. The attendance started falling off, so yeah, they just canceled out. Okay, we're down to 10 seconds here before Peyton steps out on the mat. 3-1. Pretty good chance that's the way that match is going to end. I don't. We weren't keeping track if there's any stallings, but the one kid that's ahead can just kind of keep running down to two seconds. And that's the way that match is going to end. So here comes Peyton Mortensen, son of Randy and Becca. Quite an impressive record, 42-3 right now.
Wow. Finishing out a great career for himself.
171 wins
wow.
so far. Pretty impressive. And he will be wrestling, as we said earlier, Cole Platt from Nashua, Keewatin, a junior with a 37-3 record. So another impressive record. Most of these guys that are wrestling in this round don't have too many losses. And so he hasn't even stepped out. Oh, here he comes out on the mat right now. One of the old school wrestling got tights on. You don't see that a lot anymore.
Well, wrestling is fairly new to Section 7 up in the Iron Range, of course, a big hockey school. Orange and black are their uniforms with black tights and an orange and black singlet.
All right. Peyton tries a little duck under. Platt is able to block that off.
As we mentioned, Platt is ranked number 7. Peyton Mortensen, ranked number 2, would be his fourth trip to the state tournament, 3 individually and 1 as team when Team United was in the state tournament wrestling 4 years ago. Platt shoots in, and Peyton just throws him aside and drops down to a single, but they go off the mat.
Yeah, Peyton almost had a nice little shuck by there using Platt's momentum, but they're on the edge of the mat and went off the mat, so. Down to a minute 15 here in the first period. No score yet. Both guys in a head tie here.
He shoots in again, Platt does, and Peyton trying to spin around. They're both up on their feet. Peyton with the underhook on both sides, going one way, and then trying the other way. They're right on the edge of the mat. Oh, and they go off the mat and then back in. Never a fresh start. Clock kept running. Peyton almost had a takedown one way and then the other way, and good balance by Platt. But Peyton now shoots in on a single leg. Platt sprawls out. Peyton coming around behind.
He's around. He's got it. And there's two.
Good movement there by both wrestlers, and Peyton came out on top.
Yeah. Peyton just stayed with it. Platt was in on his leg, shot in a pretty nice single, and Peyton just kind of sat down, stuck the leg inside of Platt's legs, and then went around the corner. Once he hooked that ankle, it was 2 points, so he's going to take a 2-0 lead into the end of the first period.
Flip of the coin goes to Peyton. He defers. Platt chooses down.
I'm sure Peyton will ride him for a little bit and then probably cut him loose and get back to his feet.
Unless if he can turn him. Platt is up on his feet. Peyton takes him down, lifts him up in the air, takes him down, looking to get a half Nelson, or possibly he's got a cross face in, maybe
had a little even on the legs there. Platt was able to get his leg out of there, and now they're back to the best position. Out on the edge of the mat.
Peyton reaching under, taking that far arm and trying to suck it underneath Platt's stomach so that he can work on a tilt right on the edge of the mat. Now he's both hands on that arm to try to lift him up.
He's got the wrist through the crotch here, and he's trying to just run a simple tilt on him. Platt comes up to his base, and Peyton tries to turn him, and then Platt just flattens back out, and they go out of bounds.
1:12 left in the second period. It's 2-0, Peyton Mortensen.
Peyton's riding on the right side of Platt. Platt up on his feet, Peyton lets him go.
Okay, 2-1. Now both on their feet with a minute left in the second period.
I think this is a place where Peyton's probably more comfortable. He likes being on his feet. He's very aggressive on his feet and awful good at the takedown. Both guys just kind of head fighting right here, trying to get inside.
170 pounds from Falls.
Right on the edge of the mat, and Peyton got another double underhook, but that drove into him. Both wrestlers went out of bounds, so 28 seconds and counting left in the second period.
Now he tries that little shot by, but doesn't quite get it.
Good balance there by Flat. It will be Peyton's choice in the third period. Peyton takes a quick glance at the clock. Flat shoots in on a single. It's got Peyton up in the air, and they go off with 6 seconds. One more time to start here before the period runs out. It'll be Peyton's choice. And he is going to try to go down. Ryan Swenson over there with Ross Jurgensen. Both of them said, let's go down. So Peyton agrees. Off the whistle. Peyton trying to, and right away, gets to the escape flat, pretty much let him do it. As Peyton was in process of getting some hand control.
Yeah, he had a wrist tied up, and Platt just kind of stood up and just let him go.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to take a chance to get rolled or reversed there, so.
And Platt, behind by two, he's going to have to try to shoot in, and Peyton is really good at underhooking and going upper body with Platt once he tries that.
Yeah, that's right up his alley. He loves to get that underhook and just do that little duck under or slide by and or drop down into a single.
Yep.
Right there, Platt reaches out, and that could get him in trouble, but he's trying to push the issue here and get Peyton opened up. Peyton staying in a real good stance, nice and low.
Peyton could shoot in, too. There he is. Platt came in, and he just underhooked him and threw him by and got the takedown, leading now 5-1. He's got Platt up on one leg and brings him out of bounds.
Looks over at the coaches. Got a little encouragement from him with 50 seconds to go. And he lets Platt go right away.
Basically, yeah. Platt got up on his feet and Peyton let him go. And now he could shoot in for a single leg and just hold on to it just like he did in that first match or counter Platt when he shoots.
Both wrestlers were just tied up kind of in a front headlock type position. The official said, let's wrestle. And he stopped it and put him in the middle and talked to him a little bit. And they want to see action here.
Yeah.
Platt shoots in. He does have one hand on Peyton's leg there, but down to 15 seconds. Even if Peyton shoots in on a deep double, he's got it going up through the splits. Perfect position to be. Just hang on.
All school coaches, your attention, please.
And that is the way the mat is going to end.
Peyton Mortensen in the semifinals, which would be sometime after 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Platt will drop down into the semifinals and did a pretty nice job against Peyton.
Congratulations, Peyton Mortensen. A very solid match. Never was in trouble and just controlled the whole match.
Yep. Congratulations to his folks, Becca and Randy.
And that's one thing that's very important down here when you get into this round is just you only got to win by one. Don't go out there and risk anything. And he was never in trouble, didn't try anything stupid, just kept his head and did exactly what he had to do, got a nice 5-1 win.
We don't know for sure who he's going to be wrestling, but the possibilities could be the wrestler from Detroit Lakes or the wrestler from Orono. So that's the possibilities. With that, we'll send it back to the studio, and when Sam Hendrickson is coming up, we'll do call back and do his match as well. Back to you, Maynard.